Well, coming up this weekend, it's North Dakota State going for yet another national championship down in Frisco, Texas. I'm sure a lot of you listening, either making the trip down or watching or listening right here on the Tornado. We're now joined by Oaks alum, North Dakota State alum, and current broadcaster Phil Hansen. Phil, how are you today?
Hey, doing well.
So what's your week look like? When are you traveling? And then what do you do once you get down to Frisco?
Yeah, the team actually takes two planes. The NCAA allows them one, but it just wasn't enough because NDSU takes the team and all the support staff. But then it's also kind of a reward for all the families of the people who've put in a lot of time. So like the coaches' wives and all the staff's wives and families are available to go down there. And I usually go down where they're with them on the second plane. We were leaving Wednesday. Get down there Wednesday, late afternoon, early evening.
When you get down there, is there a lot of like media days? Is there a lot of media coverage that you attend?
No, I've done most of my work before. There are opportunities to do that, but that is pretty much for the players and the media, the print media and radio media to get sound bites and stuff. So, you know, I'm the color guy, so I just have to be prepared to talk about it during the game. That's the only time I really get involved.
So this team, obviously, you know, it's just kind of a rinse, repeat, recycle thing with North Dakota State, you know, appearing in Frisco, it seems, year after year after year. For you, how is this team different than prior Bison teams?
You know, I think the team, as far as the players, are pretty much the same. Of course, Trey Lance is different than Easton Stick, is different than Carson Wentz. However, the coaches are different this year. We have a young batch of coaches coming in. And I know we've had that before, but we have a new offensive coordinator, new head coach. And I think, to me, that makes that's one of the things that I highlight in this game. And also, just a history with JMU. I mean, I guess you couldn't really call it a rivalry game, but there's been some pretty intense competition when these two meet.
Well, and I've heard kind of in this last week now with all the coverage leading up to it, I've heard JMU, they almost follow a similar pattern of NDSU where you could see a dynasty forming with this program. Do you kind of see the same thing?
Yes. You know, several years ago when they came into the Fargo Dome and beat the Bison in a semifinal game. I mean, that's no small task.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd in the Fargo Dome was in full throat that day, and you know, they were just beating down on JMU, and they still came in there and won. And you've got to look at that, and you've got to respect that, because that's tough. That's tough to do. Then having met them in the championship game before, and now kind of a rematch, I guess. This will be, I'm expecting it to be a terrific game, very much a chess contest amongst the coaches.
Phil Hansen joining us. He'll be on the Call the Color commentator this Saturday for the Bison and the Dukes National Championship. It's round two in, like Phil said, almost, you know, you can't call it a rivalry, but at least in this history between these two teams in the national title game. Phil, during your preparation, what have you seen? Is there a weakness in JMU that NDSU will be able to exploit either on offense or on defense?
Boy, I don't think so. Their quarterback is solid. It starts with him on offense. He's got a lot of tools around him, just like the Bison do, and they play good, salty defense. Like I said, I think this may come down to a mistake, meaning a turnover, maybe the difference in the game. Or, you know, a coaching error, some coach surprise that the other one can't adjust too fast enough. That's the kind of game that I envision this turning out to be. That being said, when I predict stuff all season long, I've been wrong a lot of times. So who knows? Maybe this is going to be a 50-58 game. I don't know.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. Who knows? So it's a couple of head coaches, mm-hmm, in Entz, and then JMU's head coach also in his first season too. I don't think you really ever see that. Two first-year head coaches playing for a national championship or any kind of a championship, really. How do you, you know, do you see disadvantages on either side in just terms of first-year head coaches going into a almost uncharted territory?
Yeah, but the thing is that the groundwork has been set. I mean, the stage has been set. When you talk about a first-year coach, yeah, you can talk about that, but you talk about what they're coming into, too. I mean, you talk about, you know, they got a full gamut of scholarships. They've set the tone for what this team is supposed to be. So, yeah, first-year coach can be a difference, but there's a lot of things that have been set in stone for several years that just keep going that a first-year coach doesn't have to deal with. So Entz coming into the situation and winning a lot of championships and having all his teams play in December, it's like an extra practice month. You know, he's used to that, and that's been a huge advantage for the Bison.
The playoff road for North Dakota State has been, I'd say, a little up and down, at least in terms of when you look at the years past, too. You look back to Nicholls State, it ended up 37-13, but that was a ball game through, you know, late in the third quarter. Illinois State, that finished a one-possession game, and then the blowout of Montana State, 42-14. You know, has this road been a little different for you covering this team in terms of years past?
You know, I think every road is a little different. Every team is a little different, but there is also so much that is just the same. And I mean, the Bison have a recipe that really works, and they just plug different people in. Now, along the way, they've always got a lot of good athletes, and they haven't busted on many athletes, like made huge mistakes. But you know, this team is who they are. To compare them to other teams or not, it's really hard to do. I think you go 10 years, you can look back and maybe you can do that. But for right now, you know, like I said, the recipe's in place, and these are the players we're dealing with now.
So NDSU, answer me this question, Phil. NDSU will win another national championship if they do blank on Saturday.
If they can run the ball and not turn it over on offense.
So North Dakota State, James Madison coming up this Saturday. We're joined by Phil Hansen on the broadcast crew. I'll leave you with this, Phil. As a Bison alum, as a fan of NDSU, you know, do these trips ever get old for you?
No, I think they're out there in general. I think there is a little bit of Bison fatigue. I mean, we're talking what, 8 years in a row now, minus the 1 year in there. But yeah, I mean, for me, they don't get old because I'm a football fan. I'm an NDSU fan. I mean, I like it. But you know, I've talked to a lot of people who say, I went years 3, 4, and 5, and now I'm gonna skip it this year. And
yeah,
so I recognize the Bison fatigue. I don't endorse it, but I recognize it is out there. And you know, and then when you do talk about, you know, the price of tickets and the cost to go down to Frisco, you know, it becomes a little bit of a burden for some people. So I understand that, and I just hope they'll certainly be watching on TV and cheering from a distance if they can't be there in person.
Also, do you still keep up with your Buffalo Bills?
Absolutely. I think they're in, you know, I was disappointed to see their playoff loss, obviously, but, you know, I think they're in a good place. I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the future. Once again, I think they, like NDSU, I think they've got some good building blocks there. So, yeah, I've been keeping track all season and with the new coaches and new players and stuff, and I think they're moving in an upward trajectory for sure.
Were you like me on Saturday? So I'm watching. I didn't really have a rooting interest either way, but just watching Josh Allen, especially on that flip when he was about, you know, I don't know, a couple inches off the ground when he tried to pitch that ball. I mean, I felt like he was giving me anxiety half the time in that game. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I think that'll have to be coached out of him a little bit. And, you know, you never want to fault the guy for taking a chance, trying to make a play. And if he would have, if it would have worked, he'd be a hero today.
Yeah,
and,
right.
But yeah, it raised a little eyebrow. But I just kind of chalk that up to a young guy and trying to make a difference. But he'll learn from it, and I think he'll be better as he goes on. He's certainly got the tools. He's got a really strong arm. And, you know, that one play, I know, it sticks out a little bit. But there's a lot of other good plays in that game and other games this year that you can really build on.
Well, Phil, thanks for taking your time, and have fun, good luck, and good travels down to Frisco, and we'll talk down the road.
Okay, thank you.
Phil Hansen, former Oaks alum, NDSU alum, and on the radio broadcast crew. He'll be on the call with Brian Culhane this Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff in Frisco.